I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR, Wildlifers Sources Report. Although most everybody is suffering a lot of cabin fever, there are a few hunting opportunities left in the state for the remainder of the month. We'll talk about some of those in a moment. Keith Krantz is the biologist in charge of small game for DNR and says the opportunities are thin, but you can still do some hunting during these cold days of winter.
Grouse and cottontails, and for those that really enjoy cold, the snows your hairs up at higher elevations.
Those snowshoes are not easy.
I wouldn't venture to guess about the population on hares. I do know that there is a few number of hunters that really enjoy pursuing them. And I myself have actually gone and wandered around up on top of Cheat and seen lots and lots of tracks, but never was fortunate enough to jump a hare. Given the thick stands of spruce that they enjoy, you really need a dog. Because some places it was so thick, I think one could have hopped right by and you wouldn't have been able to swing a shotgun at them. It was so thick.
And grouse numbers are pretty much like snowshoe hares, but cottontails, they're a little more abundant and a little more lucrative than many of the game species we have.
Most of this is all tied to habitat, and we've seen declines in that habitat all across many of that the species that enjoy early successional habitat, you know, across the whole northeastern United States.
Timber business isn't what it once was in West Virginia, and the level of early succession forest isn't either.
Even if you're not a hunter, people, country people especially, have noticed, you know, like the absence of whippoorwills, for instance, or the rufous-sided towhees that they used to have at their bird feeders or, you know, messing around out in the yard, or brown thrashers. And all of those young forest critters, and I think there's over 80 of them, are in fairly significant decline, and it's all habitat-driven.
So DNR and other states are trying to engage in an educational campaign.
You know, we're kind of dependent on the market recovering. Outside of that, though, there's been a lot of disinformation out there by people that don't want timber to be cut. And that disinformation has led people to think that you know, timber sales are bad. And, you know, we in the wildlife resources section, we have actually started a fairly active timber management program on our wildlife management areas, and we have two foresters that are employed by us, and they're not managing timber for timber's sake. They're managing timber on our helping us manage timber for wildlife's sake.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.